Hey everybody, welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe. Tress, I was just thinking about the time. It was about, a year ago. And we were meeting up about the whole year retreat for some reason. We had some things to go over. And I came in and I was like, oh, my neck is just killing me. I have no idea. I think I lifted too hard, which made no sense really because it was the same workout I've been doing for years, right?
Yep.
Oh, I must have done something wrong. I tweaked my neck. And you surprisingly said that it wasn't about my workout at all, right? So guess what? You're going to find out what it was all about and how things might be affecting your body.
Welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe. I am your host, Brenda Ridgely, author, speaker, and midlife women's coach. This season is dedicated to your midlife mindset. So be sure to subscribe now to be notified of a new episode each week. I am honored to be joined this season by co-host Tressen Bryant of Love and Life Coaching. She is a mindset, trauma, and relationship expert. Join our inner circle to be the first to know about retreats, workshops, events, and receive tribe building tips. Go to tinyurl.com/findyourladytribe to join. Are you ready? Let's go.
We're back.
Hello.
All right. So neck pain. I mean, really, seriously, it wasn't my workout or the way I slept. You probably. I mean, we don't know for sure.
Well, we don't know for sure, but we can have a better idea.
Well, so let's reenact this a little bit. My neck hurts. Oh. What did you do?
Well, the first thing that I do for myself and for people who tell me they're having some sort of an ailment, for one, I always say, do you want my idea? Do you want an idea? Because, of course, I have to ask permission, right? I don't just want to charge right in there, start telling you what to do with your neck, right? Because it's your neck. So, and, you know, literally we do hurt ourselves. We run into things or we have injuries and we have physical ailments, but I am a huge believer that these things begin with our thought. And I know
that's what I first thought. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, Tressen. Crazy. But, you know, we can get into this in just a minute. But when we start having a physical ailment, right down to things like nail biting, an upset stomach, maybe you have a headache, maybe your digestion is off, or your eating doesn't feel right. So I'm a firm believer that our thoughts become things and they manifest in our life in a way that produces our results. And those results can also be physically related. So when you have, you know, a neck that's hurting, of course it could be from your pillow. And that could be something that comes along with it. But I love combining spirituality along with science as well. So we can take an Advil, but really what does the Advil do? So it kind of does the
dulls
surface
the pain.
Thing. Dulls your pain. Yeah. But really, maybe if I looked back and asked you some questions about the day that you had, maybe you had a really tough conversation with someone that stressed you out. Maybe you were trying to put together something that stressed you out. Maybe
right.
you made a mistake and you were feeling the pressure of having to like fix that or go back or whatever that is. Maybe work was really hard on you that day. I don't know what it was, but my chances are there was something in your experience that you saw or experienced and placed a belief on and felt some way about emotionally, and that manifested in your neck. Okay?
And when we think back to that time frame, I was like,
Did you have something going on in your life?
There was something going on with a relationship that was kind of causing me internal anxiety and stress, and probably just wasn't sure what to do with that. What did the book say?
Okay, so we're going to talk about a book. Okay, I want to tell you about this book. Okay, it's by Louise Hay, and it's called You Can Heal Your Life. Louise Hay has passed away, and if you don't know about her, look her up. She's fantastic, but she connects basically just about every physical ailment you could think of to your emotional state and your thoughts, all right, and how they manifest in your body. Okay, so when we look up neck problems, refusing to see other sides of a question, okay, and stubbornness and inflexibility. So if you're really stiff in the neck, you're having a difficult time maybe seeing someone else's point of view.
Yep. And that's absolutely what's happening.
Oh my gosh, are we human?
Like, ding, ding, ding.
It was activating something in you, right?
Right.
And then we stiffen up and we tighten up. Okay, so the cool thing about this is we could just leave you with this and go, okay, cool. Now that you know that your emotional state and your inflexible affects your physical being, what on earth do you do with that? Okay. The cool thing about this book, Brenda, is that when we were speaking, I was also able to give you an affirmation, something that you could start thinking, because for everything that you're thinking that's negative, the law of the universe states that there's a polar opposite positive thing to that, that you can now turn your attention towards and start thinking about instead of those things that are giving you the stiff neck. Right. So she says in her affirmation that she offers you, she says, "It is with flexibility and ease that I see all sides of this issue. There are endless ways of doing things and seeing things, and right now I'm safe."
Right. Yes.
Does that mean that you had to give up your belief system?
No, but it just opened it up a little bit to turn a little more, maybe.
Right.
Or be open to the idea of it.
Yes.
Right? And it's crazy when you think, okay, your thoughts create physical. You know, when you, from first thought, it's like, I didn't do that. I would never want to hurt my neck. Why would I think that into happening?
Yep.
You know, I didn't create that.
Right.
But
you're storing things in your body. Okay. Right. So we know that that's the thing about trauma, and trauma can literally be, Brenda, it can be when you get embarrassed. Like if someone made fun of you, I'm sure that each one of us can think back on a time where we felt embarrassed. And maybe we literally tripped and seriously landed on the pavement. It was just like hard. Things like that in our life those are experiences which create trauma feelings in our bodies. And when we associate that to a memory and the feeling we had, it was rough, it was hard, it hurt our feelings or whatever. And then if we don't process it or don't have a way to process that, like speaking to ourselves in this way and really getting a new feeling, then we carry that and hold it somewhere in your body. So have you ever had anybody say, oh, I carry all my stress up here in my neck and shoulders?
Yes, I have too. I've said that. Yes, like right here between my shoulder blades.
Yeah. Oh, right
there.
Right. Ow. In between your shoulder blades. Or, you know, I mean, you have a lower back problem. Okay. So lower back problems are associated with money beliefs, right? They could be a lack issue. And so, you know, if you've never experienced any of this, check it out. I mean, it's really, really interesting and very, very cool. I want to share something. Let's just pull something out randomly.
You've had an experience where you've referenced this for yourself.
I absolutely have. Okay. So let's see if we could just pull that up really quickly. And I know I'm looking through this book. I'll make it quickly. This would have been mine. Okay. So in 2018, I was 49 years old. I was diagnosed with colon cancer. Okay. And I can tell you that previously to having that diagnosis, I was in some of the deepest hurt of my entire lifetime. We had ended our relationship with the person that I thought was my soulmate. Literally that I thought I was going to spend the rest of my entire life with.
Right.
And who I wanted to. And it was one of the deepest, deepest hurts I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know a lot of the things then that I knew now about processing hurt and processing grief and processing letting go and those types of things. So listen to this. Cancer is actually in the book. Okay. Deep hurt. So she comes up to the probable cause. Deep hurt is the very first thing that she says. And also long-standing resentment.
Oh,
did I resent the fact that I was losing my relationship?
Yes.
Did I resent myself in certain situations for the responsibility I had in that relationship? Did I resent my partner during that time for some of the things that he had said and done? You bet I did.
Yeah.
You bet I did. She goes into deep, deep secret or grief, eating away at the self, carrying hatreds and what's the use? giving up.
Yeah.
So I can tell you that I felt like we had given up on something that was really, really beautiful and just supposed to be life lasting long.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I truly know for sure. And this was, I didn't have this book at that time. I learned a lot and I wanted to find ways of why was I feeling what I was feeling? Why was I feeling so much anger? How could I process that trauma in my life? How could I process this relationship? That's why what got me into coaching in the first place was amicable divorce,
right?
You know, there was a lot of things that were coming up for me. So I know for sure, you guys, that I believe that I created the cancer in my body. And then not too long after that, I started seeing signs of this. Now, I didn't automatically get cancer in 2018. My relationship had ended previous to that. And we had already separated and things like that. But it had been growing and going since for probably a year before that.
Right.
And I had started seeing signs of my cancer for probably, I would say, a good 4 months. And, you know, they were intermittent. I didn't really know. And, you know, something within me that said intuition told me to have things checked out. And I did. And that's when I was diagnosed with, you know, a tumor and colon cancer. And now I know for sure that if I had been able to have a resource like you as a coach, myself as a coach, something like that in the beginning, I could have processed, or even just this book. If you're like, oh my gosh, I can't afford a coach right now, go to the library and pick up this book and you're going to be able to pull up anything that's in there.
Can you even believe, I mean, cancer is like one of the number one killers.
Yep.
In for sure the United States.
Yeah.
And truly most of that is because of resentment. Don't you think? And things hurts that you're burying.
We want to talk about smoking, and we want to talk about environmental issues, and we want to talk about things like that. Now, do I believe that there's certain chemicals in our food and things like that, and you know, that we use in our yard or whatever, that could be cancer causing? Absolutely.
Right.
So that's the science part, right?
Right.
So I do believe that there's things that we can do to be more proactive with the way that we eat and the way that we take care of our bodies, physical health, and those types of things. However, I've seen totally perfectly healthy people who are running marathons die of cancer. We had a very, very close person in our friendship circle. She died very young, and she was one of the healthiest people that I know. But I do know that she had a lot of sadness in her life from some particular family issues that were there. Now, am I telling you can prevent cancer? I don't know that. But what I can tell you is that if you can get yourself to a better emotional state and a healthier state and process your trauma that you may be holding somewhere in your body in a certain place, you're going to lessen your pain. You're going to feel better, and you may be able to listen to more of that intuition. But I really believe to the core of my being that this is truth.
Yeah.
And that we need to combine the science and the spirituality and the internal work with what's going on. And take the Advil if your head hurts so that you can rest for that few moments and actually have the brain power to process and pick up the book. You ever had a headache so bad? People with migraines might be watching this show and just be going, oh my gosh, or listening and just going, girl, you do not even know what it's like to have a migraine. I don't want to pick up a book.
Yeah, I'm in total darkness.
Seriously, take the science in first, utilize that. Do the things, the calming things, breath work. Hello, there's another tool. Use your breath work or your somatic tools, the things that you can use to relax, and then get yourself in a better state, and then utilize this as a partner in your healing.
And let's talk just a little bit about forgiveness.
Oh gosh, huge, huge tool.
I mean, and I think people get confused about who the forgiveness is really for.
Right. Right. What the purpose it is and where it comes from.
Right. Because when we feel like you've been wronged and you hold this resentment and it comes up every time you think of that person.
And your guts are killing you.
Years later, you think of that person and it comes up and you get that
yep.
feeling. There are strategies to release that through forgiveness. And it really is for you.
Absolutely.
And not, of course, you know, it's not that we are condoning a behavior that something happened or anything. Mm-hmm. But it is just getting to a point where you can be at peace that that's no longer your story.
Well, and it doesn't run you, right? Okay. So when we have something like that is unprocessed, we hold it, we carry it as resistance in our body, and that can make us sick, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a number one reason why it's for you. The letting go of it is the process of, you know, letting go. And you're like, well, how can I let it go, right? What is the process of letting it go? Take a look at it and then really, really reach down inside. And I will tell you that the worst experiences that I've ever had in my life, I have looked at and been able to, in some way, shape, or form, find some gratitude for something else that happened in my life due to that negative thing that came about. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is find gratitude, and you can find it somewhere. Find the release of that energy in your body. We can work more on this. If you want to work more on this, I definitely can help you work through this process. But it's locating that. Where do I feel it in my body? Am I feeling this in my chest? Do I feel it in my guts? You know, does my shoulder hurt every single time, you know, that I'm trying to process and think about this one stressful thing? You can locate it in your body. You can locate it in your thoughts, and you can pull it back up and realize that it's not happening to you in the current moment. Okay.
Right. You're safe.
So you're going back. You're going backwards.
Yes.
And now you're reliving, like I said, you're reliving a memory that holds a lot of energy with it. And you can do things like breath work, breathing, singing, moving your body, taking a walk, running. Sometimes I can just hoof it down that trail and I'm feeling all of this energy being expressed. Mm-hmm. And then I can, you know, renew myself again. So forgiveness really is a beautiful key, and it kind of morphs itself once you're able to let go and forgive. And maybe for one, forgive yourself for holding on to it for so long. Listen, what if the person died, Brenda, mm-hmm. and you can't get closure? You can't get them to explain why they did what they did. They're never going to be able to tell you. What mm-hmm. if that's going on? Are you going to live with this for the rest of your entire life?
So many do.
It's unnecessary pain that we put ourselves through. We want to hold on to that story and cling to it so much, even though it's killing us and causing us that mm-hmm. pain. There is such freedom in letting go of that story and creating a new one for yourself. And having the self-talk that supports, you know what? I don't need closure from anyone else but myself. I don't need someone else to give that to me. I can give it to myself right now by processing it in a new way.
Right.
And we as coaches can help you do that. Affirming and knowing that that's not your truth any longer, right? That's a very powerful practice.
Yeah.
So yeah, forgiveness is absolutely beautiful. And then literally moving into gratitude, that just takes you up the emotional ladder even more when you can become truly, truly grateful for the negative experiences in your life that you've had, or the challenges, or whatever you decide you want to call them in the long run.
Right. And then you kind of start working on manifesting, which is going to be one of our next shows.
Absolutely.
Manifesting and the hows and whys of it.
So, not manifesting so much pain, manifesting freedom, manifesting joy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, any closing thoughts about that
book? Oh, I thought you were going to grab my hand, girl. I'll grab it. You know, this is a really good starting point. I love starting points. I love places to begin. You know, I mean, you can pretty much go in here and look up anything. The other thing that I absolutely love about this is that not only does she have an affirmation, because sometimes people are like, ooh, affirmations, which is another thing we're going to be talking about pretty soon. Affirmations, what are we doing saying these words if we don't believe them ourselves?
Right.
She is going to talk to you about the affirmation in this book and what to do when you can't get yourself to believe what you're saying. Because then you're actually doing the opposite. You're creating more suffering by trying to force and push something that you don't necessarily believe.
Right.
So in this book, she's going to teach you more about how to create an affirmation, what kind of affirmation you can that works well for you. So,
yeah. Awesome. Well, it is a fabulous book. I actually listened to it on audio, but I think it's a great thing to have as a reference for whenever you have that little ache or pain.
Put this in your toolkit.
You can look it up. Literally, it's a list of, in alphabetical order, of ailments.
Yep. Right.
And has what might be causing it and an affirmation to relieve it.
Yep.
So with that, now let's hold hands.
I love it.
When three or more gather,
we are tribe.